WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. Straight up 6 o'clock. It is Monday, April 22nd, 2024. Not only is it Earth Day, it's also winter again.
I know.
It is a little chilly this
cold
morning.
Cold outside. It's going to be mostly sunny, 65 this afternoon. Right now, 37 in the NRV, 39 in Lynchburg, and 40 in Roanoke.
You had to break down and turn the heat on.
I tell you what, the HVAC units, the AC units are just going back and forth in everyone's homes right now.
Yes.
I don't know when it is, but it's good that it is cold because it speaks to how I feel about Taylor Swift right now.
All right. Because Antoine, what are your thoughts on Taylor Swift?
I promise I tried. I tried my best to listen to some of that album this weekend.
And?
Oh, it is gut-wrenching. It is heartbreaking. I had to stop. I was not prepared for the level of sadness and anger and rage.
There's a lot of songs on that album, so where'd you stop?
After the second one, I don't know, it was on shuffle, but I listened to a couple and then I started just to read the lyrics online. And she is so angry in this album, and I'm sure it speaks to the right person right now. In fact, 1.5 billion people, I'm sure, have listened to it. But for me, I was like, I'm not in the mood for this. I need happiness. I'm not ready to be heartbroken.
There's not like a couple songs that really like chipper Taylor Swift songs at all?
Not that I made it to.
Not really. And Antoine, let's be honest. You're not Taylor Swift's target audience.
Yes, I am. I'm a Swiftie. Watch your tongue. No. Monica, how you feeling this morning?
My legs are kind of moving today.
Do you feel like Gumby?
I do. I really do.
What happened?
Well, I completed my first 10K.
We need to give her on Saturday.
Went to Richmond. Yep. Did a 10K and knocked it out, knocked my legs out. I am out.
You did walk in here like you were walking on glass barefooted.
Yep.
When you walked into the studio this morning.
I'm taking it easy. That's what I'm
really
gonna
are.
Do.
Yeah. You're walking like my grandmother in the airport.
Yeah, next time I learn my lesson, I will train a little bit more.
Okay. A little bit more. I see what you did there.
I'm just glad you made it to the show today.
So, yes.
Chris, how you feeling this morning, sir?
I'm kind of excited. I'm wondering if I'm God's favorite because yesterday...
That's a bold claim.
Well, listen, I'll tell you why. Because I noticed yesterday on my Amazon account, they gave me a refund for an item that I did not return that I used. I got a refund on a shirt that I bought about a month ago. I guess they thought maybe I didn't get it, but I got like a $45 credit on my Amazon account. Has that ever happened to you before? That's happened to me one other time where I got a random refund for an item that I still have.
It hasn't happened to me. Maybe it is like they know Chris. They're like, you know what?
He's going to return something at some point. He's here enough.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
Just out here driving, appreciating the sunrise this morning. All I see is trees, Monica. Chris, all I see is trees when I look out the window. But that's all right, because that means the earth is doing fairly decent.
Fairly decent. Okay.
Right.
Because today is National Earth Day. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Gaylord Nelson, a former governor, state, and U.S. senator from Wisconsin, who created Earth Day. He built a political environment and agenda in Washington and had the idea to create a national teach-in about environmental issues in 1969. They actually chose April 22nd as the date because they knew it was after spring break for colleges, but before graduation.
Okay.
So they said this is the best time, most likely, that college students will be out and about and can do things to help out the environment.
Okay. So, I mean, how are y'all celebrating Earth Day? What are you doing? Are you planting some seeds?
Look, Monica, don't put me on the spot like that.
I am sharing knowledge.
You just letting people know.
Knowledge is power. Like, for example, Virginia needs to do a lot better with, you know, preserving Earth and being environmentally conscious. Out of the 50 states, we are 40th. We are 40th in Virginia as being environmentally conscious.
So we have to do our part. How should we do our part today?
You keep asking the same question. I have no answer. You know what? I'm going to recycle a bottle.
Okay. Yeah. right? That's the start.
Yeah, listen, like for Earth Day, you can go plant a tree. You can go somewhere and pick up trash. I'm probably going to eat a salad for Earth Day. So,
there you go.
I mean, that's going to be my part. But just if you're just walking somewhere and see a piece of trash somewhere, just pick it up and throw it in the trash somewhere. Yes.
And here are three easy things that we could all do to help out the planet. Number one, stop wasting leftovers. I feel like it's targeted at me.
I feel like it is too.
Because I am throwing away all my leftovers. Number two, stop overusing napkins. We are wasting so much paper, trees, and all that.
You know what? At the drive-thrus, sometimes they give you the whole stack of napkins. Those are car napkins. They become the...
Listen, Gladys don't care. She just gives you that whole thing. You're like, all right, I'll just put it right here in the side.
Here you go, baby.
And then the third one is reusable grocery bags. Stop telling the checkout person you forgot them at home again. Leave them in your car.
So I have a thing with that. I ask for reusable grocery bags. I have some.
Yeah.
I keep them like in behind my driver's seat in that little pocket. Uh-huh. I can never remember to take them in. I have like five, but I've yet to ever use them because I can't remember to take them in.
But at least you have good intentions. I don't have a single one.
Well, look, I have five. I'll give you one of mine and you can try it. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Sometimes you just have to laugh at yourself for being as awkward as you may be.
Mm-hmm.
Because I realize, and I've been crossing streets my entire life, but I realized this past weekend that I am really, really awkward when I'm trying to cross the street at a crosswalk, legally, not jaywalking. And I wish I was in the car watching myself crosswalk because I don't know how to do it.
What do you mean?
I don't know the right way to do it.
All you gotta do is walk.
I feel like I'm inconveniencing the drivers that have to stop for me.
Uh-huh.
So then I all of a sudden get like a hunchback and I'm apologizing. I'm like, sorry. Like I don't deserve to be crossing the street right there.
Aww.
I just feel that where you're going is more important than where I'm trying to go by crossing the street. And I feel like I'm in your way and it's so awkward.
Well, look, you're the pedestrian and you have the right of way. And I think everybody knows that. But I am with you on being awkward at the crosswalk when I'm getting ready to cross the street because I feel like everybody's focused on me. They're judging me what I'm wearing.
Oh.
And they're judging me, is this a nice person or not? I feel like I'm being judged in all different directions.
I didn't realize people thought about it so much.
I forget how to walk, Monica. I don't know. When I'm in a crosswalk, I don't know how to walk anymore.
Oh, shoot. Because I think about myself at the crosswalk. They probably do laugh at me because I'm just like all over the place. And I mean, I put hustle in my step, you know, make sure to hustle.
That's going to be my next question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you speed up? Do you walk your normal pace? Like, what's your pace when you go across the crosswalk? Because to Chris's point, we have the right of way. So we should be able to take our time.
You should be able to, but I'm like, come on now, put a little hustle in your step. And I feel like my speed is, my hustling is probably your walking speed because my legs are smaller. Yeah, but I mean, I wave and I just go, I run on across.
I do the little wave like I don't deserve to wave to you. I don't make eye contact with the car, so I'm looking down and I just throw a hand up like, thank you, kind sir, for stopping and not running me
over. Oh, you don't even look their
way. No, because I don't feel like I deserve it. I'm not worth it because I am stopping their day. The cars are better than I am.
Man, because I'm like all up in there. I'm like, oh, all right. Hey.
Monica's across the street. She's waving everybody. Hey, girl. Hey.
But yeah, no, it's just such an awkward, time. I hate standing there too when you have to wait for to get the green person versus the red person.
Oh, you wait.
Or the...
You should wait.
You have to, for your safety.
Yeah, for your safety.
But I just feel awkward standing there on the corner like, look at this man. He has no car. That's what I imagine they're saying about me. I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking this. Maybe I'm not. I don't know, but I'm awkward. So next time you see me at a crosswalk, just wave. Give me a kiss.
Be prepared to facepalm because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber. Criminal Edition.
I think when most people book a flight and head to the airport, the last thing they want to happen is to get arrested.
When I'm thinking about all the different things, all the different possibilities, I think that's last.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like when you're getting ready to get on a flight, you want to make it as smooth as possible. I want to get on the plane, get to my destination. Well, this woman, I don't know what she was thinking. If she was trying to get arrested, but she did. A woman was stopped at the airport for allegedly carrying 56 pounds of marijuana in her luggage. Now, how this happened is she checked her bag in because obviously it was more than 50 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, they put them on the carts to load them on the plane. Well, her luggage happened to have busted open because it was so full of marijuana, and it popped open and there's marijuana flying out everywhere. So, well, of course, her name tag was on that luggage.
Easily found.
So they tracked her down and she was arrested. The estimated value of the marijuana she had, 56 pounds worth, is between $171,000 to $342,000.
Okay, so it was a part-time employee that got a whiff and said, I recognize that smell. And then all of a sudden, it just mysteriously popped open.
Well, I'm thinking that when it's rolling out there on the tarmac or the roadway to load up on the car, all of a sudden, next thing you know, a bag flies up and there's just things of marijuana just flying out everywhere.
This is obviously her first time doing this. Because, you know, the 56 pounds, first off, anything over 50 pounds, I know this because I travel, anything over 50 pounds, they're going to be a little cautious of anyway when you go to weigh it, the little checked-in bag. Now you got to pay extra for it, so she should have taken 4 or 5 bags out of it.
Yes.
And then secondly, you can't just put it all in it. You got to put some cough. Never mind.
You know what? I like how Antoine said, I know this because
I
travel.
I've watched too many television shows. I know all the behind-the-scenes guys.
Well, anyway, the woman was charged with possession of a controlled substance with the intention to manufacture, deliver, or sell. And I'm thinking, you know, one of these days she would be able to get away with that because I feel like marijuana is going to become legal everywhere and then you can travel with it and you can fill your suitcase up with it and nothing's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Yep. There's something that I do not believe parents should have to pay for. And that should be attending their child's game or their track meet.
Wait, so, in my case, it was pretty specific right there.
Yeah.
So you're talking about high school sports.
High school. Okay. Because here's the thing. Ava, she's part of the track team. And she has her first meet.
Uh-huh.
And Hendrix and I, we're walking in. We're going to see Ava. We're going to cheer on his big sis. We got this, you know. And I just walk on in the gate. I just, you know, we're just stepping. We're walking on up the hill. And a woman stops us and said, ma'am, where are you going? I said, to the track meet to see my baby.
To the track meet.
To the track meet. Mm-hmm. And she says, well, that'll be $7 a piece. I'm like, $7?
To see my own daughter play.
To see this track meet, $7. And while I know this is probably, you know, $7 is to benefit the school in somehow, some way, I don't know, whatever. I was like, but this is hours long and not, I don't want to stay here for the entire, $7, what? And I said, can you take a card? She said, we don't take a card or anything. I said, can I cash up Venmo you? Can I do something? She's like, no, ma'am, it's cash. And I started thinking, I got to go to my car, to a store, get cash to come back and pay $7 for a track meet. I was like, what if I just go around and jump over the fence?
What if Monica breaks the law?
Is that breaking the law?
It's trespassing, let me tell you.
Look, I guarantee you, if you had to try to jump the fence, there were some guys that are over there. I flip the switch, turn on the electric fence, and then watch you fly off that fence.
So your overall premise right now is that you don't believe that parents should have to play to see their child participate in sports.
And maybe it's just the track meet. Maybe it extends out to other sports events. But right now, for me, it was a track meet.
Well, because that's the only
sport. Yeah, it is.
The things that Hendrix are doing is probably free at this point.
Yeah, it's free right now. Elementary school. So.
Yeah, he's still under. But once you get to middle school and once you get to high school, you have to pay admission to get inside of these events.
Yeah.
And Miss Monica Brooks feels that parents should have to pay. Chris, how do you feel about that?
Well, I do. I'm kind of on Monica's side. I feel like if my kid is the part of the event, then I shouldn't have to pay to see my own kid. I want to say, I don't know if this is still true or not, but I know when I was in high school that some of the people, the guys on the football team would have some passes to give their parents.
Oh,
so they
wouldn't
have to pay to get in the game. I don't know if that's possible.
I don't know.
No, that's not the case anymore.
Yeah, well, shout out to Joanne real quick. Who would not give me all her information. But Joanne, her daughter is part of the track team at Hidden Valley. Joanne, she was a part of everything. She watched the interaction between me and Lady, you know, discussing how much to pay to get into the track meet. And Joanne said, no, I'm going to take care of this. I have cash. And I said, no, Joanne. I said, what is your Venmo or Cash App? She said, I will not give you all my information. I do not want the money back. I'm like, Joanne, I'm getting you.
Okay.
Yeah, so Joanne at Hidden Valley, thank you.
Shout out to Joanne. Joanne of the Titans doing nice things for Monica, because we have to talk a little bit more about this, because I got some follow-up questions as the only member of the K92 Morning Thing that's involved in high
Coach
school
Twan.
Sports. Oh, yeah. I got to tell you why you both are wrong.
Uh-oh.
If you missed the 7 o'clock cash keyword, it was check. Check. Enter the cash keyword check. at K92radio.com for your shot to win $1,000 today. And just a reminder, you only need to enter each keyword once per day. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking about parents and how I believe we shouldn't have to pay for our kids to participate in certain events.
You should have to pay to watch your kids.
To watch them.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that, because Ava's track meet, I just wandered on in thinking that it's good. You know, I'm a parent. Yeah, me and Hendrix, we're here to support.
Like, woo, it's upward bound.
Yeah, and then they stopped me. Where's the $7? I'm like, what's $7? What are you doing? Yeah, and so folks are texting into 52353. We received one text from Bobby in Lynchburg who says, Monica, most schools in Virginia now accept credit card if you use GoFan.com to buy your tickets. I didn't know about that, but okay.
Bobby, that's not the issue. Monica ain't worried about paying in cash or credit card. Monica doesn't want to pay at all.
No.
And
I have a question about that. Do we pick what sports we have to pay for? Because I went to a baseball game the following day, and I just walked up and started watching. Was there a fee for that?
There probably was.
I didn't see an attendant.
I would like to assume there was.
You probably snuck in and didn't get caught.
Oh.
Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to preface my statement that everything that I say from here on out only applies to middle school and high school sports.
Okay.
It does not apply to travel teams, AAU, or anything like that, because I believe that a lot of those teams are just money grabs anyway.
Uh-huh.
So any parent that's frustrated on paying $400, $500 for their kid to play the sport, $20 to go watch their kid, completely justified. Travel, AAU, I feel like has turned into a money grab.
Okay.
High school sports, on the other hand, is not. Where do you guys think they get the money for the majority to put on these events?
Virginia Lottery. That's what it is.
Fundraisers and selling candy bars.
Yes,
that's where it comes from.
These are expensive inflation these days. And parents, as a coach, I'm telling you, the parents have to pay to get into these games. Because if not, these schools, the teams would make no money. If the parents didn't pay, each game would make like $8. Because it's generally just parents and close family members going to the game. Like, you have to pay because that money has to be in the system to buy the jerseys, to buy the equipment, to get their travel foods or whatever.
I have a question, though. Do they charge different prices for different sports? Like, does it cost more to go to a football game than it does, say, a track and field?
I feel like it does. I mean,
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Someone has the answer to it, because I feel like we're picking and choosing sports, what we pay for. Like I told you, I don't know.
If we're being honest here, only two sports make schools money, typically. It's basketball and football.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually boys basketball and football are the only sports that are actually making the schools money.
Uh-huh.
So when you go see a track meet where they are there for like 8 hours, that track meet ain't making nobody no money.
Uh-huh.
So they're just trying to recoup what they can for all their equipment.
Oh, we don't need to worry about because
equipment, the uniforms.
Bolter. We got a couple poles, you know, they're sturdy and make sure they're good. You know, we're good. They're running.
No, I think it's super important. I understand, because this is Ava's first sport that she's playing. And up till this point, it's been Hendrix playing with a bunch of 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds.
But I imagine when football starts for him, it's gonna be,
I don't know when in elementary school, but I know in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
In middle school, you have to start paying for things. And that's the only way the schools are going to make money.
Tell you what.
And parents, you have to, I understand it. It's stressful. It's stressful having to pay for every single game.
If anything,
so many
at
games.
Least take a card, dang it.
Now,
you know?
I will say this, and I think PH does it, where you can buy a season pass.
So
you
can
pay. Season pass.
You can pay before the track season starts. I think PH does it, where you can pay before the season starts. You get a discounted price. So you give them, I don't know, I'm just making up a number, like $40 at the beginning of the season, and then you can go to all the track meets for free.
That's okay.
I think that's a thing.
She's not at each meet. No, I'm not driving out. I'm not going to all the meets. I'm not going to lie. Mm-mm.
Someone else texted in at 52353. Monica is right. I had cross country, track, and soccer. That was from Sherry.
Oh, Sherry, yes.
Well, then why are your kids so athletic? Have them pick up a book. Let them study somewhere.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And when you go to the grocery store or Walmart or even the CVS pharmacy, I feel like places are getting better about playing good music.
Oh, yes.
Over
the
sound system. And most of it now are songs that we've completely forgot about. Songs from 10, 20 years ago that you hear, you're like, all right, I'm going to stay through this entire song and do a little bit extra shopping.
Some good throwbacks.
I'm gonna stay in line.
Yeah, so I made a list of a few songs that I heard this past week. This first one here, I heard walking through Kroger.
Underneath the one.
Gwen Stefani, of course, performed at Coachella last weekend, got together, did a reunion show, which was awesome.
I forgot they were there.
Yeah, I totally forgot about Underneath It All from No Doubt. I was like, oh, yeah, it's kind of like swaying back and forth during that song.
Mm-hmm.
And this next song here I heard at Walmart.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came.
And that's...
Remember the band The Wanted?
Yes, yeah. Okay.
That
okay.
song, Glad You Came, was a huge hit back in like 2010-ish, mm-hmm. I think. Yeah, that was kind of their one big U.S. hit. They've had a lot of big hits overseas, but Glad You Came, I heard that. I was like, mm-hmm, swaying back and forth. And then this next song here, I also heard at Walmart. Demi Lovato.
Okay.
Give Your Heart a Break. I'm like, Walmart had the jams this week. I didn't
recognize it until the end of it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I do know that song.
Yeah, Demi Lovato. She had
good
some
tunes.
Yeah, she had some really good songs back in the day. She still does music, but not like the bops that she gave us, like Cool for the Summer.
Definitely
and
not.
Then Heart Attack and Give Your Heart a Break. So out of those throwback songs, which one did you like the best? Which one are you going to add to your playlist? You can text me at 52353. We had No Doubt, Underneath It All, Glad You Came by The Wanted, and Give Your Heart a Break from Demi Lovato. Do you remember those songs?
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Shout out to the thousands of people that ran the Blue Ridge Marathon.
Nice.
Everybody was running this weekend. Just running. I ran. My legs don't work now. Running. Okay, but yeah, they said one person commented about the marathon, the Blue Ridge Marathon, saying that it's really bragging rights, you know, just to say they completed the toughest race.
Yeah,
I mean, all the mountains and
mm-hmm. yeah,
you know,
kudos to anybody that has the motivation to do a 5K, 10K, even the marathon.
Yeah,
that's pretty incredible. And the idea is that you finish it. You don't have to come in first. You put in effort and you just finish
it.
I will say that you marathoners are doing it backwards, though.
What?
You're doing it backwards because when you're training for the Blue Ridge Marathon or any kind of marathon, you talk about it while you're training to do it. But as soon as you complete it, you talk about it for one day and then never bring it up again. No, that's when you need to brag that you've done it.
Oh.
You ain't got to tell us about
the
training.
So I'm supposed to talk about it now?
You ain't got to tell us about the practice. Once you complete that 10K, you need to talk your stuff for like a month afterwards.
Look, I just received an email saying that I need to print out my certificate saying, you know, like I completed the race,
and
the 10K.
Then iron
and
it to your shirt.
Oh.
And you can just wear your certificate as part of your wardrobe.
Then somebody throw a tomato at me. All right, David Beckham and Marky Mark, they're getting into it. So David Beckham, he's suing Mark Wahlberg and his fitness company, F45, saying they screwed him out of $10 million.
Whoa.
So Beckham was supposed to be a brand. He became a brand ambassador for the company back in 21.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he said that he's saying that Marky Mark screwed him over and that he didn't, that partnership cost him $10 million.
Wow.
Yeah. So he said that the stock... And the company went down, and that's when he felt duped. You know, like, okay, all right, what's going on here? And also Terrell Owens saying that he's owed $700,000.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not good. Well, speaking of David Beckham, did you see over the weekend David was hanging out with all the Spice Girls for Victoria Beckham or Posh Spice's 50th birthday?
No.
Yeah, they reunited for her birthday over the weekend. Saw a bunch of videos and pictures. They look amazing too. But
the ladies.
I did see that Victoria showed up on crutches, and people are like,
"What's wrong? What's going
wait,
on?
Is she really? Was she really over exaggerating her 50th birthday that she's old?" But I guess she had some foot surgery earlier.
Well, it's her 50th
in the year.
They should have carried her in and had someone fan her with Lee.
Monica, I need you to look up this photo of all of the Spice Girls together, and I need you to tell me what the body language of all five of the girls has given you. Because when I look at the picture of all the Spice Girls,
hold on,
Baby, Posh, Sporty, Ginger, and Scary, One of them does not seem like they want to be there. One of them in the
photo. Okay, I'm trying to find the quick picture.
Y'all have the picture pulled up? Side.
Yes. So I'm saying he's referring to Scary Spice on the end.
Yes. But Mel B is standing off. Is it B, right?
Yeah, Mel B.
She is standing off to the side. She does not look like she wants to be a part of that moment.
She did not. So they paid her off. She looks like they paid her off. And she said, all right, I'll do this.
She was guilt-tripped.
Yeah, no. I don't know about that. I saw videos of all them interacting, and they were having a great time. Yeah. So maybe it was just
alcohol will do it. No,
the photos will tell you the truth.
Yeah, Morgan Wallen, the country artist that threw the chair off the balcony, he is finally speaking out since throwing that chair. And he says that he is not proud of his behavior and he accepts responsibility. And he did talk a little bit, you know, to his fans during his show. He's making appearances again. And we have a little audio of him talking.
When I was a junior in high school, I almost got kicked off the team. I was a little rowdy back then. I guess I'm still a little rowdy now. But Coach Davis, man, he never gave up on me. And there's been a lot of people in my life who never gave up on me. Some of them in this building tonight.
Well, he needs to stop doing rowdy boy things.
He hasn't learned his lesson at all. Mm-mm. He's going to keep doing it. The way he said, I used to be a little rowdy, he said that for the crowd to cheer for him, to erupt for him. Mm-hmm. He's going to keep doing it because he's the bad boy of country music. His fans love it.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And I have a question. Do you feel like it's an awkward question when you ask someone why they have a missing limb? Like when you see somebody with like a mechanical foot or a mechanical arm or missing arm? Because I feel like most people want to know the story behind that. I'm asking this question because I held off from asking a complete stranger that I ran into the other day that question.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, I will ask that question if I know the person kind of well. And I say that because I was in the military, and then one of my good friends in the military also, he had a missing limb. He lost his leg in combat.
Oh.
And he gets excited when people ask him. He's like, yeah, let me tell you the story.
Okay.
So I feel like a lot of people, if they have a missing limb, they're always wanting to tell the story.
I typically wonder when I see someone with an amputated leg or arm, whatever the case may be, I wonder, but under no circumstances will I ever ask that question.
Right.
It has to come up in its own natural conversation.
Yeah.
There is absolutely no way I will even ask. You better bring it up yourself if you're excited to tell someone.
Yeah,
you better tell me. Because I don't know. I just feel like that's rude.
Yeah, I can't think of a time that I walked up to someone and was like, hell my gosh. Like, what happened? Tell me the story.
Yeah, I mean, I would never walk up to a complete stranger and do that. But my friend has had strangers come up to him, and he's always excited to tell the story. So I guess it just depends on the person. But in my head, I'm like, I want to know what happened, but I feel awkward asking. So I only ask that question once I've sort of kind of interacted with somebody and got to know somebody. But I feel like a lot of people who have a missing limb love to tell the story of how it happened.
So after a certain amount of time, you will feel comfortable enough to, I don't know if I can ever reach that point.
Yeah.
And I've had people in my life that I've known. In fact, one of my closest friends from college, she had a missing appendage.
Uh-huh.
She was born with it. The only reason I knew because someone else told me.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
There was no way I was ever going to ask her what happened.
Yeah, it has to be like a close.
And we were close.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were close. Like, a bunch of us went on trips together.
Mm-hmm.
Went
and
to
you
baseball
never
games together. And I could never muster up the courage to ask because I just, I don't know, I felt like it'd be rude.
Yeah, because if it's something that she wants to share, she'll share. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
And I just feel like those situations are typically traumatized, too. So I'm not trying to
conjure
initiate
up that
someone else's trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get that too. But I feel like, you know, we always kind of like, what is the reason behind that?
Always thinking it.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on asking somebody about a missing limb? Are you the person that's curious that asks right away, or do you wait to get to know somebody? You can text in the show 52353. It's an awkward question to ask. It's the Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. We're playing Wordplay for your shot to win a $25 gift card to Martin's. Good morning. Who do we have on the phone?
We got Amanda. What's up, Amanda?
Good morning.
All right, Amanda, how are you feeling? First off, how's your Monday going so far for you?
It's not bad.
It's not bad. It sounds like a Monday, though, to me.
We should get that little Monday breath.
Yeah,
whenever you say
Monday
it's not bad.
I guess. I mean, it's only 8:30. I really haven't started my Monday. Well, yes, you have, because you started it with us. Who do you want to partner up with in K92's wordplay? Myself, Monica, or Chris?
I'll take you, Antoine.
Okay, she is taking me. I'm excited. Hopefully, right. I can make her Monday better. I'm going to head to the soundproof chamber.
Mm-hmm. Get on out of here. All right, your first word is key. When I give Antoine the word key, what do you think he's going to say?
Keychain.
Chain, key I like chain. That. Okay.
All right, the second word is middle.
Middle child.
Child, that's a good one. Not what I was going for.
I was thinking
okay.
about that too. Middle child or maybe middle seat. Nobody likes the middle
oh,
seat.
Oh, okay. Well.
The third word, sand.
Sandcastle.
Uh-huh. Fourth word, flower.
Flower power.
Flower like power. Okay.
And the last one is always a name, John.
John Travolta.
John Travolta.
I like it. I like it. All right. So now we have to get Antoine back in here.
Antoine, get back in here.
Hello. Okay. Okay. All right. I'm back. How did Amanda do?
She did great.
Yep. I think you're going to match her.
I will say number two, I would have gave a different answer, but she did a great job.
This feels like pressure. I feel
under pressure.
I feel pressured right now. All right, let's go, Amanda. We got this.
All right, Antoine, the first word is key.
Key, I'm going to go with key chain.
Amanda, what'd you say?
Key chain.
Boom.
Yep. Yep.
All right, you guys said she did good, which means I'm doing great.
Mm-hmm.
By your logic, guys, I'm just saying.
The second word is middle.
Middle row.
Middle row.
YeI just took a trip to like middle row, middle seat.
Okay.
So I'm going middle row.
And what'd you say?
Middle child.
Oh, middle child.
No one said.
Okay, Monica, you said on the second one you had a different answer. What was
your
answer?
I thought she was going to say finger. Like it just goes right there. You know, it's right there at the top of your head.
Amanda, did middle finger cross your mind at all?
No, but I kind of wish it would have.
Oh.
I mean, oh, is it because I got it wrong? I feel attacked.
No, I mean, that is a perfect gesture for a Monday. All right, the next word is sand.
Sand, I'm going to say sand castle.
Amanda, what'd you say?
Sand castle.
Sand castle! Yes. Woo! Fun fact.
Yes.
I suck at building sand castles.
Do you?
It's the worst. And look, outside of dumping all of the sand in the bucket and then flipping the bucket over, that's the extent of my sand castle.
You know what? It's okay. I feel like mine just turned into mounds. Like I just have a mound. Like it just doesn't look great.
Just mounds. Hey, yeah. What were the last two words? I'm just curious.
Flower.
Flower pot.
Okay, and Amanda, you said...
Flower power.
Flower power. I like it. It's Earth Day. It's adorable.
Mm-hmm. And the last one was John.
John Travolta.
I said John Travolta as well.
Yeah. All right. Look, we were close.
We were outside
of flower power.
Yeah. Hey, Amanda, you got that gift card to Martin, so you can just eat on up. All right? From K92.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hashtag good news, hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
Sometimes we need just a little reminder that we need to appreciate the small things in life.
Of course.
We don't have to wait on some big, monumentous event to take place for us to be happy, to be joyful.
Uh-huh.
We just have to find joy in everyday life, like this little girl in a gas station parking lot that opened up a bag of Ruffles potato chips and found, according to her, the biggest chip ever. And how excited she got? Oh, it's so adorable.
Guess what? I just found the world's biggest chip. I've never seen a chip this big in my life. I'm ready to see this big old chip. Count down with me. 3, 2, 1. Isn't it so big, y'all? It's breaking in my head. Y'all, get these chips to see if you can find the world's biggest chip.
Well, she paid.
You would have thought it was a Ruffles commercial.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, she paid like a couple dollars.
And I think what happened was her mother told her, like, hey, let's do a commercial in the park lot. So that was her acting out a commercial. The chip was very large, though. Looking at this girl, she's probably six or seven years old. And the chip was half the size of her head.
Oh, wow.
It was a large chip.
For her to tease what she found when she opened up the bag, I feel like the more logical answer would have been nothing but air. you're more likely to get a bag full of air before you are the world's largest chip.
But she found the chip, and we're happy for her.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
And we are going to save you from getting speeding tickets. hopefully, on I-81. Mm. Because the Virginia State Police, they are hoping to have a test run in the fall for speed enforcement cameras.
Okay.
Once that is active, if you are caught going 10 miles or more over the speed limit in a work zone, you will be mailed a citation for $100. And it's similar to the school zone cameras that we currently have in Alta Vista and Wythe County.
Okay, they're going to monitor.
So they're going to monitor. Right now, it's just in the work zone, which you shouldn't be speeding there anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're speeding on a regular highway, you know, whatever. But in a work zone where it's
slow it
tight,
down.
You can't get to the shoulder, people are working.
Yes.
Like, you need to slow it down. So, yeah, they're going to do a test run this fall with cameras. So if you get that ticket, that citation for $100, got to slow down.
I'll get ready for it. Everybody's going to have a ticket.
Well, I tell you what, anytime I get to a construction zone, I tell you what, I'm threatened by that sign that says speeding fines doubled when
yes!
workers are present.
Uh-huh.
I always slow down. That gets me every time. You just have to threaten me with that sign and I'm good to go.
And I don't even know what the regular speeding fine is, but the fact that it says doubled makes me feel like
that
it's
catches
a lot.
Your attention. Look.
I'm like, whoa, it's times two. I can do math.
And they don't even have to worry about me. I'll pull myself over.
What?
I did that last week because you know how the light is right there at yellow and you know, oh, but if I just hit the gas just a little hard, I'll get through it.
Yep. Trying to gauge whether or not you can run through that.
Yeah, I gauged it and I gauged wrong because it turned red right in front of the officer. And yes, and so you know what I did? I said, I'm pulling myself over. And I did. I pulled myself over. So if y'all saw me just veer off and pull in close to Lowe's off 220, that was me.
Chris, who the hell performs a citizen arrest
on themselves?
Me? I did because I knew it was going to happen. I knew it. I looked in his face. I'm like, I did that. There's no doubt I did it. I'm going to pull over.
Did you take his ticket book and just fill it out?
I already know where to go.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris, 9:45. And coming up on the show tomorrow, just after 7 o'clock, we have a brand new social media smackdown. Of course, a lot of people posting about the Taylor Swift album over the weekend. Well, I found a good fight involving a couple Swifties and a Swiftie hater.
Okay.
You don't want to be in the mix of that.
We're going to reenact that coming up just after 7 o'clock tomorrow. And on the show, too, is Not Today Tuesday. What are you saying Not Today to?
Yeah, and I'm telling Monica right now that she cannot say Not Today Tuesday to her legs, to her tiredness, to anything, because Monica did just complete her very first 10K.
Yeah!
We are very proud of you. Unless you are talking about how great it was and how much fun you had, I don't want to hear anything about it.
You don't want...
I don't want to hear your complaining tomorrow.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I can't complain about the girl that fell down and was bloodied on me. I can't...
Oh, you could tell me about that, though.
All
don't
right.
complain. Tell me in a happy way. But yeah, so we'll do the Not Today Tuesday, so get ready to text yours in tomorrow, as well as we want to send you downtown to get some food.
Yes, we have a gift card, a $25 gift card to Martin's, so you can get their soul rolls. Okay. I thought maybe the second go round it would take, but
no,
it didn't do it. Okay.
In fact, you brought the crickets out the second go round. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but all of that's going down tomorrow, hopefully without the crickets. But before we get out of here today,
we have the Morning Thing Nuggets. If you look at the people in your circle and you don't get inspired, then you don't have a circle. You have a cage.
I'm going to be honest. There are a few that hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really good one. Like that one. I support that one.
Oh, thank you.
You're a cage, not a circle.
I feel like that one's Instagram worthy right
now. Oh,
there.
It is.
There's a lot of people that need to hear that today.
Make it your post, Monica, so I can like it.
All right, so Freddie Mac is coming in next. He has your next shot at $1,000 coming up at 11 o'clock. So hang on for that.
Brand new episode of The Thing tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Peace.
Toodaloo.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.